on air, online, on your mobile. This is Expression FM News.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm James Cunningham with your news this Monday, the 30th of May. The Exeter Chiefs failed to make the necessary comeback as they fell to Saracens by a scoreline of 28-20 in the Aviva Premiership final yesterday at Twickenham. The Chiefs had fallen behind by a large margin in a first half that was primarily comprised of one-way traffic, going into the interval behind by 17 points. However, a second-half comeback punctuated by two converted tries by Jack Yindle and Jack Nowell respectively brought the Devon side to within 3 points of the lead with 5 minutes to spare, but Saracens quickly spoilt the party, countering with a try of their own to make the result all but inevitable and seal the double. After the match, Chiefs coach Rod Baxter said, "We needed that first half hour of the final. We needed that experience to learn. Most teams after that first half hour would take the whole game to learn. We didn't do that." More than 1,000 runners took to Exeter's streets to join the city's second Neon Night Run. The popular 5-kilometre sponsored run in aid of hospice care started and finished at the University of Exeter. It was sponsored by Exeter solicitors Everis. Firms should be flexible with staffing during Euro 2016 football tournament, which begins on the 10th of June, the conciliation service ACAS has said. It has published a set of guidelines to prevent disputes arising if staff want to watch their team in the competition. ACAS said firms should have agreements in place to cover requests for time off, website use during working hours, or watching TV during the tournament. Some games, including England versus Wales, are being played in the daytime. Sir Brendan Barber, who chairs ACAS, said, "The Euro 2016 tournament is an exciting event for many football fans, but staff should avoid getting a red card for unreasonable demands or behaviour in the workplace during this period." I'm James Cunningham, we're Expression News, and you're up to date.
The stories that matter of the analysis that counts. Expression FM News.